People seeking asylum at the southern U.S. border will no longer be released into the United States. They will be forced to wait in Mexico while their cases are resolved. From KJZZ's Mexico City Bureau, Jorge Valencia has this report.
The U.S. has, in recent years, seen a new wave of migration from Central America. And migrants who seek asylum are usually released into the United States while their cases are going through the courts.
So the bottom line is this: all too frequently, if they say the magic words, they get a free pass into America.
Homeland Security Secretary Kirstjen Nielsen on Thursday appeared before the U.S. House Judiciary Committee, and she presented the Trump administration's new plan to deal with people petitioning for asylum.
Once implemented, individuals arriving in or entering the United States from Mexico illegally or without proper documentation may be returned to Mexico for the duration of their immigration proceedings.
This is informally known as the Remain in Mexico Agreement, though a similar arrangement has been long resisted by the Mexican government.
These protocols will result in a significant decrease in illegal migration across our border, and importantly, they will disincentivize perilous journeys to the United States in the first place.
As Nielsen rolled out this policy, humanitarian groups and immigration lawyers across the border scrambled to react. One of them was Gretchen Kuhner, director of the Mexico City-based Institute for Women in Migration.
I've been in the supermarket for 2 hours because the messages started coming through and I've been standing there in the aisle on the phone.
Kuhner and human rights groups such as Amnesty International had their own interpretation of the Remain in Mexico agreement.
The United States is doing everything possible to limit access to asylum for people who are fleeing violence, principally from Central America.
According to Kuhner, this policy violates the right to due process. It's unclear how asylum seekers would have access to legal aid.
Really an issue about limiting and violating international law because they're not allowing people to request asylum in the country that's safest for them.
Kuhner says she expects human rights advocates will try to stop the plan from being implemented.
My hope with this agreement is that it will be litigated immediately in the United States. And we're also looking at ways today that we can litigate from the Mexican side.
In Mexico City, outside a basilica where Catholic pilgrims believe the Virgin Mary of Guadalupe once appeared, a young man from Honduras is working. His name is Kevin Fraga, and he's trying to lure people into a restaurant by showing them a menu.
Horchata jamaica, todo es muy tradicional mexicano.
Traditional Mexican food for tourists. Fraga says he works under the table, and he gets paid just over $20 per week. He sees the Remain in Mexico agreement as potentially good. Fraga says he left Honduras 2 months ago and that where he really wants to go is to work in the U.S. If he applied for asylum in the U.S., he could petition for a work permit in Mexico. I wouldn't be here waving a restaurant menu, he says. I like to work, he says. I don't like to cheat. If I did, I would have just stayed in Honduras. Fraga says the reason he left was that he wants to work and send money to his mother and his son, and that no matter what, his plan is still to somehow enter the U.S. Jorge Valencia, KJZZ News, Mexico City.